7107.
Hey, hold one moment, sir. The Honorable Mr. Neal will be right here, and sir.
Okay, no problem.
I take it that means this is this. Oh, yeah. Okay, sir. Would you state your full name and your DOC number for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Eric Ismael Montoya, 271207.
Thanks, sir. Appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today, I'm going to introduce the board members that are present. To my left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. My name is David Neal. I will be the panel chair today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby, who's from the Department of Correction, and he also represents the parole office.
Okay.
Prior to this hearing, you signed a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm just here by myself, sir.
All right. All right, I need to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So do both of you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay, sir.
With phase one, I am going to read the allegations on your warrant, and then I'm going to ask you for each allegation if it is true or false. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, you have two allegations on your warrant. The first is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to reside at the Pima Reentry Center, located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona, on or about January 31st, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Thank you. Okay, second allegation is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the Pima Release Center Halfway House Program, located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, as directed by your assigned parole officer on or about January 24th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Thank you. Based on the admissions of Mr. Montoya, I move to find Mr. Montoya as delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a minute to determine whether to revoke your community supervision or whether reinstate it. But before that, Mr. Westby is going to give us some more information. So just stand by there and we'll get right back to you.
Okay, sir.
Sit up a little bit so we can see you, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's just that, like that. It's because of the cuffs are right here. But can you see me better like that?
Yes, sir. That's perfect. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Westby. This is my
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to go over some information that we have included in our packet. You approved a ride with your mother in Arizona City, Arizona, when you first were released. Then on January 9th of 2017, you were approved to reside at the PRC at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. Now, were you still residing at the PRC when you were violated, sir?
When they picked me up, is that what you're talking about?
Okay, so they discharged you from there, and then it's when you went on your 200 plus day of scound.
No, to be honest, sir, I was there, and then I took off. Because what happened was I was residing with my mom at Arizona City, and then I went and I talked to my parole officer and I told her that I've been drinking. So then she sent me over there, and then I was there until I guess the 28th, and then I absconded.
Okay. So what were you doing in that length of time, sir?
When I was off absconding?
Yes.
I was out there, and then I had my girlfriend, and then he's not my biological son, but we were there, and then we got a place together and stuff like that. We're trying to get, because she lives in Phoenix, so she moved back to Tucson, and we're trying to get her stable. And then I ended up getting arrested for it. Getting arrested over there. The cops showed up over there.
So were you working most of that time, or was she supporting you, or what?
She had a check, and she was supporting the actual monthly rent, and then I was just doing, like, labor, side labor for the manager over there.
Okay, but you were working some.
Yeah.
Okay, you weren't just staying home and watching TV.
No, I wasn't, sir. We had a kid to take care of.
Okay, well, that's always a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Programming, it is on December 8th of 2016, you were referred to a mental health provider. You were also referred to task for the color of the day program and assigned color of mint. It only shows that you submitted one specimen. It was negative, and it was on January 24, 17. So once you absconded, I guess you weren't getting any UAs to do there. It says you were referred to CAP, MRT, and TAT monitoring, but it doesn't give any other information about that. While you were absconding, were you doing drugs at all, sir?
No, sir, I wasn't. That's why they had me on mint. Like, the only thing, sir, that I ended up, when I got out of prison, I ended up drinking. And so before I got into a big old thing, that's where I went to Cindy, that was my parole officer, and I was honest with her, and I told her, I said, Cindy, I've been drinking. So instead of her violating me and sending me back, that's why she sent me down here to Tucson to that SAC rack or something like that's called. But I'm not a big drug user or anything like that.
Right, because under your sanctions, it's showing January 7th of 2017, you were sanctioned to PRC sanction program for 3 days for your drug use.
Yeah, well, that was they're trying to say that because I was around a crowd, and they tried to say that I was under the influence of spice, and Don Brett was saying that if I didn't tell him that I was high or whatever, that he would end up sanctioning me or violating me. And I'm not gonna lie, I did take a hit of the spice and everything like that, but I wasn't a big fool drug addict or anything like that, but that still doesn't make no excuse for my actions.
Okay, well, it says it did. So the 7th of January, they referred you to that sanction program for 3 days, but then on the 24th of January, P.S. Rhett observed that your eyes were dilated and you were sweating, so he asked if you had used any illegal substance or smoked spice. You admitted to smoking spice earlier that day, and then the sanctions will be that the following sanctions will be imposed as offender referred to sanction beginning that day of 3 days. You'll also be referred to ITH program, and you were directed to provide a urine sample to the PRC staff. And it says you'll get a verbal reprimand for the above-mentioned violation, and then you're informed that if you fail to adhere to the conditions of supervision, that increased sanctions will be imposed. So,
yes, sir.
While you were there in the PRC, you admitted to doing a little spice, and then once you absconded, you didn't do any more drugs, no marijuana, nothing like that?
No, I didn't have the money for anything like that. Plus, I'm not a real big drug user, and then my girlfriend, she ended up coming back down to Phoenix, and we had, well, it's not my biological son, but I consider him my son. We had him there, and then we ended up getting in a stable place, and I knew that I was on the run, and that I would end up getting arrested. So we didn't really, I didn't have, like, extra money or anything like that. Plus, like, before in the past, when I was young, I was a marijuana smoker, but I was not a narcotics user or anything like that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if Dr. Wright has any questions at this time for you.
No, sir. I don't have any, sir.
Okay, now I won't ask as many next time. Okay, sir, we're coming to the end of your hearings. The board will go into discussion to make a final determination, but prior to us doing that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to tell us anything else you think that you would like us to know before we go into discussion. We only ask that you don't repeat yourself.
I do take full reliability for my actions, and, you know, it's a very no excuse for anything of that. I don't want to drag your guys' time out or anything, you know, so I knew I was in the wrong, you know, and I appreciate you guys listening to what I have to say.
Okay, this has nothing to do with what we've been talking about, but I just noticed, is that what is that symbol on top of your head, the tattoo on your head?
Oh, it's a Lucci sign, it's for money.
Oh, okay, it is dollars. The angle, it was hard to tell if that's what it was or not. Okay, to what the business at hand now. Okay, sir, the board is going to go in discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to discuss this. You may think that we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we want you to stay on the phone and listen to what we have to say, and then once we've made our determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, board is in discussion. I don't know. This is another one of the unfortunate situations. Pretty good juvenile history with the Department of Corrections. Since he became an adult, most of the violations are stolen property, trafficking, those kind of things, which may or may not accompany drug abuse. But because of everything involved as a whole and the large amount of abscond days, I'm inclined to make a motion to revoke Mr. Montoya's community supervision and suggest to him that he put together a nice program for when he gets out in April, so that when he's done with DOC, he can move forward. I'm always willing to listen to my esteemed colleague, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you, sir. I do agree with you. I think that in as much as you were absconding for 272 days, we just can't tolerate that. If it were not for that, I would be willing to go otherwise, because he seemed to be a young man who's on his way, but he absconded for such a long period of time. So I agree with you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Based on the information and discussion, and all the information in warrant 2017W0599, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Montoya, as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
One moment, sir. Okay, sir. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. I hope you heard Dr. Wright's comment, because I agree with that. If it wasn't for the long abscond period, that 272 days being out of supervision, we would both be inclined to put you back out into, under community supervision, but we can't tolerate abscond days, especially not that many. However,
yes, sir.
You'll be released on or about April 6th of 2018, which is about 4 months away. And
yes, sir.
At that time, you won't have to deal with DOC or us, anything like that. You'll have to deal with yourself primarily and make sure that you make the right decisions so that you don't have to be back in Department of Corrections. And we certainly hope that we don't see you again in front of this board, because we wish you all the luck in the world. So do you understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, this will end your hearing.
Okay.
CO3 back on the phone.
Okay, thank you guys. You guys have a good day.